Up next is Omi Pride 09.
Fortune favors the brave.
We have swept to glory. It is mastery expands from the Nile's northern delta to the dry, dry southern sands. The more we find, the more we see, the more we come to learn. The more that we explore, the more we shall return.
It's clear the lines of latitude extend way beyond my wildest dreams towards some great triumphant end. We seize the day, we turn the tide, we touch the stars, we mark the grave, we move into uncharted lands.
Fortune favors the brave.
The more we fight, the more we see, we come to learn. The more that we explore, the more we shall return. Nothing is an accident. We are free to have it all. We are what we want to be. It's in ourselves to rise or fall. This is easy to believe when this place is gone. It's harder from the palace yard. Fortune favors the free. Fortune favors the young. Fortune favors the brave.
Chalk one more up for Tim Rice and the first one for Elton John. My picks are popular tonight. What? I love Aida. I love Aida. And Omi, this I think was one of my favorite performances you've done on this show, if not on any show that you've been on. I really liked this.
Definitely.
I don't have a lot of notes because most of the time I was just sitting there enjoying it. One thing, I loved how you added yourself onto the harmony part that came with the vocal track. Because with the backing track, because I've heard this backing track before, so I know that not all of the backgrounds were you, at least if I'm correct here. But I liked how you also added yourself into them as well, so we could still hear you in with the harmonies. I really liked, I only have that, and there was one point when you were getting a little, you got a little closer to your mic, I think, because there was a little puffy around, "It's all worked out, my road is clear" in there. It felt like you got, rather than, because you were getting like intimate with the song, that you got closer to your microphone and it kind of amped up your voice a little bit. So while you were getting more soft and fun with it, well, not fun with it, I don't know what the word would be. While you're getting softer and more intense, that's the word, intense with it, your voice got louder at the same time. So it was kind of like a revert, like a two effects that worked against each other, but I still liked it. So just careful. When you're getting personal with a song, you don't have to get close to the microphone. You can stay far away with it. You can. You don't have,
oh,
to,
yeah.
You don't have to make
He's
love
getting
with the microphone. Just make
close
love.
And personal with the microphone and the song. Amber likes it.
No more of these
not
kind of
in an inappropriate
takes,
way.
Please.
No.
No more awkward.
Maybe
takes,
you
please.
Feel that way, Jeffers, but
maybe.
No, no, I like this for you. This is one of my favorite things that you've done thus far. And you were there were parts I could tell you were opening your mouth more, which made me very happy. So keep it up. Jeffers?
Yeah, Omi, I really, really like this. This is my favorite song you've done so far in Happiest Competition on Earth. No wonder I put down some of the harmonies don't sound like Omi. Is he because getting range? Like, is he changing his vocal range? But I was like, no. But I mean, besides that, I thought your voice sounded different in this song. Like, it was like a lower part of your range. Like, you usually sing really high, like in his head and falsetto range. And this one sounded like a lot lower in his range, and I like this his singing voice on this part. And like I thought you had a lot better energy than you usually do. I don't know. I just really like this. Mm-hmm. I need to go see some more Aida. Good job, Omi.
I really liked your voice in this. And the mixing was better for this song than your last song, which I think was the problem I had with it. Because you had less reverb and the harmonies that you added in were mixed in a lot better this time around. This is one of my favorite stuff for me that you've done for this competition. But yeah, I really like this one. Keep it up.
Yay!
Good job, Omi! Ambi's deck pack buddy. Is
deck
that how you say
pack
it?
Buddy, that's how you say it, yeah. Everyone goes, okay. What? Like when we spell it out, they're like, what does that mean? It's like, it's deck pack buddy, duh. God.
Are we done?
Done.
Yes.
Up next, Traviata.
For the band, pretty eye, pirate smile, you'll marry a music man, ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me. Tony Danza in my hand. Jesus freaks out in the street, handing tickets out for golf. Turning back, she just laughs. The boulevard is not that bad. Piano man, he makes his stand in the auditorium, looking on. Sings the songs, the words she knows, the tune she hums. But oh, how it feels so real, lying here with no one near, only you, and you can hear me. When I say softly, slowly, home he goes, the Tony Danza. Count the headlights on the highway. Lay me down in sheets of linen. Today, hold me closer, Tony Danza. Count the headlights on the highway. Lay me down in sheets of linen. You had a busy day today. For the band, pretty eye, pirate smile, you'll marry a music man. dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me. Tony Danza in my hand. But oh, how it feels so real, lying here with no one near, only you, and you can hear me when I say softly, slowly, hold me closer, Tony Danza. Count the headlights on the highway. Lay me down in sheets of linen. You had a busy day today. Tony Danza, count the headlights on the highway. Lay me down in sheets of linen. You had a busy day today.
And that was Traviata with Tiny Dancer.
Or Tony Danza.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
I'm so confused.
Okay, I
so please.
Basically, the song is called Tiny Dancer, but it's common that people call it Tony Danza. Like the guy from Who's the Boss?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He has a new TV show where he's like a substitute school teacher, too.
Yeah. But it's very common because even on YouTube, people are calling it Tony Danza. And it's
so is it like a common, like a parody thing that they do or something?
Does it sound like?
It just sounds like Tony Danza. It sounds like Tony Danza. I think that's why people think it's called Tony Danza. But it's really Tiny Dancer because I'll get to that part on my nose.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
That's nice. You go.
Yeah. So Traviata, I was really excited when I heard this song because this is the first song all night that I. No, I don't really know it well, but it's like the only one I kind of recognize the melody for. This was okay for me. It wasn't my favorite thing you did, but it was still pretty good. For me, I like the higher parts in the chorus, while some of the lower parts and I think the bridge or the verse, I don't know the song that well, sounded a little odd in your range. But I generally like this. I heard some... I guess pitch correction or something. Did you guys hear that?
Not really.
On certain words, I heard that warble pitch correction sometimes does, like on the word ballerina the first time.
No, I didn't hear that.
Maybe she was singing it like that. She was adding her own twist to it.
I heard it here and there on certain words. That slight warble, that like pitch correction.
That the Glee does. Recording sound.
But,
Okay, so yeah, this is Tiny Dancer. Because Ambi asked me about the song title, and then after that, I had to listen to hear if you actually said Tony Danza, and you did. So pretty much throughout the whole song, you had a lyrical error.
Yeah.
I don't like the song simply because we had to do a dance to the country cover of it. But I think you did fine with it. You sang it pretty well. And holy crap, I never realized the song was this long.
Yeah, that's... I have that note, too.
Okay. But, yeah, it was all right with me. Sorry. I liked it. So, good job.
You take a drink, Zell, because I think you're choking a little.
Oh, dear.
My turn?
Yes.
Okay. I thought this was pretty good, Traviata. I was jamming out there until the first time you said Tony Danza, and I lost it. I was laughing so hard because I know it's supposed to be Tiny Dancer, and it's like, Tony, like, hold me closer, Tony Danza. And all I can picture is, like, an episode of Who's the Boss, like, Traviata and Tony Danza, like, hugging each other. And I'm like, oh, this is a horrible mental picture. I should not be having this while I'm trying to critique her song. I was laughing. I don't know if it was on purpose or not, so I'm really, really confused. But I love when you do, like, runs and stuff in jazz. Like, you do these great little liberties with certain notes, and they just sound so awesome. And then you say Tony Danza, and I can't stop laughing again. I have a note here. Is Traviata the boss? I want to know, Traviata, are you the boss? Because they never did answer the question of who the boss is. And a long song. So, overall, I liked it, but I don't know what was going on in it, because I don't know if it was serious or if it was a joke or what.
Just a misunderstanding with the song.
Yeah,
title.
I don't know if this was a misunderstanding, like you didn't mean to do it, or if you meant to do it thinking that we would think it was funny or what. So I'm a little confused on it, but I liked your singing on it. But the lyrics confuse me so bad. Oh my gosh.
See, I don't know the song, so I was like, oh, this sounds really nice.
He doesn't know who Tony Danza is either, because he was like, who, when we came back, I was like, who's Tony Danza? And I was like,
I think it helps that me and Amby are like 80, late 80 kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm an early 90s kid, so.
Definitely. So, do we have anything else?
I think the kids were the boss and done.
I think Traviata is the boss. Done.